I'm George Walker. The IU Opera Theater's Lucia di Lammermoor is a musically rich, dramatically taught, lavishly mounted and produced dark spectacle. It's an Italian vision of Sir Walter Scott's Scotland, a dark, misty land of clans, family pride, and passionate politics. After the briefest of percussively menacing preludes, the 24 men of the opera chorus fill the scene. The members of the guards and the Ashton household are loosely spread across the stage in front of a ruined tower. Led by kilt-clad tenor Doo-Won Kim, they're all in search for a mysterious intruder who's been meeting with Lucia Ashton. Most are armed, though a gardener is bearing his rake and a cook is toting a frying pan. The opening scene is neatly introducing the main characters and the plot. Baritone Enrico Ashton is planning to recoup the family's fortunes and his political safety by marrying his sister Lucia to Lord Arturo Bucklaw. Bass Raimondo, the chaplain, reminds him that Lucia is still mourning for her mother. Enrico's nervous that this intruder might derail his plans, and when he learns that it's tenor Edgardo, the leader of the hated Ravenswood family, he swears vengeance. With a quick set change, heralded and accompanied by harpist Besta Toperlock, soprano Lucia and her companion, Alto Elisa, arrive for a meeting with Edgardo. Lucia tells her companion that the ghost of a murdered woman appeared to her from the nearby fountain, and that as lighting designer Patrick Miro allows, the water ran blood red. Despite this, Lucia is very much in love and a bit of a physical anticipation of the visit from Edgardo. Edgardo arrives but reports that he's off on a secret mission for Scotland to France. There's a lovely duet, and to seal their love, the two exchange rings and vows. Some weeks later, Enrico has arranged for Lucia to seal the political alliance with the Bucklaws by marrying Arturo, and armed with a forged letter of Edgardo's infidelity, he confronts his sister. In Saturday night's offering, it was a spellbinding performance, with Lucia resisting and Enrico pulling out all the stops. Among other threats, he tells her that if she doesn't marry Arturo, she'll be dreaming of the axe that chops off her brother's head. Chaplain Raimondo adds that the vows she shared with Edgardo are not recognized in the world, nor in heaven, and she relents. The wedding scene is in a wonderfully detailed hall. Those 24 now neatly dressed men from the opening scene are joined by 24 beautifully gowned women in a reception and formal greeting for tenor Joseph Etope as Lord Arturo Bucklaw. He's a gracious and charming guest with a warm smile for everyone. He signs the marriage contract with grace. Lucia signs with reservations. In the midst of all this formal pomp, a pistol-toting Edgardo, reminding me a bit of a young Matt Damon, arrives. Following a moment's tension, the famous sextet begins, with Edgardo and Enrico in duet, growing as Lucia and Raimondo sing, and then the chorus and Arturo and Elisa joining. The marriage contract with its signatures is displayed, and Edgardo, cursing Lucia, is thrown out. As the curtain rises on the wedding night, the bride and groom have retired, and the chorus is in a wonderfully full bacchanalian mode. Formal dress has been abandoned as the guests frolic in an intricately choreographed abandon. It's only interrupted when the chaplain Raimondo announces that Arturo, the groom, has been killed, and that he fears retribution from heaven for all. Lucia and flutist Trey Bradshaw hold sway as the fascinated guests take in her pitiful and majestic drama in the scene that's become the opera's touchstone. It's a powerfully planned and delivered scene, from the maddened soprano's appearance to her collapse. For many, this is where Lucia di Lammermoor ends, but there's still more dramatic and moving music for the outward waves of the tragedy. Edgardo, wandering in a wonderfully imagined cemetery, sings his lament for Lucia and prays for death. He's interrupted as black-clad formal mourners and a giant hearse appear with Lucia's body. Hoping to unite with her in heaven, as they haven't been able to on earth, he stabs himself and dies. In Saturday night's cast, Rose Antoinette Bellion was a compelling Lucia. Yujai Chen was her sympathetic companion, Elisa. Ian Murrell, as Lucia's brother Enrico, was a powerful singer, especially captivating in scenes with her. Julian Morris did a fine job with the key role of the family's chaplain, a realist in this world, but concerned about the next. And Joseph McBrayer nicely matched Lucia in their love songs and wedding, dueled with Enrico in the sextet, and eloquently expressed his broken sadness in the finale. Saturday night's audience had applauded and cheered individual scenes and arias, and at the curtain, as the cast filled the stage, it rose to its feet for a well-earned standing ovation. The IU Opera Theater's production of Gaetano Donizetti's Lucia di Lammermoor, conducted by Gary Thorwedo, with stage direction by Jose Maria Condemi and set in costumes by Philip Whitcomb, continues on March 2nd and 3rd in the Musical Arts Center. You can find this review and an interview with soprano Kelly Motter and tenor Joseph McBrayer at wfiu.org/arts. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.